Infants could get COVID shots next week. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The FDA gave its approval Friday for emergency use of Pfizer and Moderna COVID shots for children as young as 6 months. Now it's up to the CDC, which meets Saturday.
Discussions involve Moderna's vaccine for kids younger than six, as well as Pfizer's for those younger than 5 years old. Neither vaccine is intended for use in infants younger than 6 months. It comes as the FDA has unanimously endorsed both vaccines, with both of them providing data that indicates overall, they will at least protect kids against severe illness. Approval from the CDC means kids could start getting the shots as early as Tuesday, according to the White House. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Two U.S. military veterans missing in Ukraine showed up Friday in Russian TV videos where it appears they were forced to make statements like this one.
My name is Alexander Druke. I am against war.
Druke and Andy Nguyen disappeared on June 9th. After they were reportedly captured in the east by forces loyal to Russia. The State Department says a third U.S. military veteran has been reported missing in Ukraine and is warning Americans not to travel to the dangerous war zone. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte tours damage of the historic flooding along the Yellowstone River.
We have basements filled with mud. We've had homes washed away. We've had bridges that have been washed away. But we're committed to rebuild this.
Historic rain and rapid snow melt fed the floods in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho and forced the closure of Yellowstone National Park, where more than 10,000 visitors had to be evacuated. Governor Gianforte was criticized for leaving the country during the flooding without telling his constituents. He returned on Thursday. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The mother of a California cop who was murdered lashes out at Los Angeles' district attorney.
As the shooting investigation continues, criticism over L.A. County D.A. George Gascon and his policies is only getting louder. And it is coming from not only folks within the community who are mourning the loss of both officers, Corporal Michael Paredes and Officer Joseph Santana, but now the mother of one of the fallen officers is airing her own frustrations over Gascon. She's struggling with why this suspect, who had previously been arrested on felony charges, was given probation under Gascon's direction. The suspect, Justin Flores, had already served time roughly 10 years ago for car theft and burglary, but was arrested and charged with felony drug and gun charges in 2020.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Los Angeles. The British government approves the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S., where he will face charges of spying. Assange's brother, Gabriel Shipton, tells Fox News.
This is really, the fight of our lifetimes for press freedom. And yes. So it's up to all the journalists now to get together and stand up together to fight this and to just get the Biden administration to drop this.
Assange's attorney says he will appeal the UK decision. Dozens of people protest outside the school board meeting in Fairfax County, Virginia, as the district considers changes to gender and sex ed policies.
The board approving an update to the district's handbook, tweaking the definition of dead naming, which it now defines as when someone refers to a person who is transgender or gender expansive by a name other than their own chosen name.
Fox's Mark Meredith. And researchers have discovered an isolated population of polar bears in southeast Greenland, which is free of ice, which may raise hopes of polar bears surviving without ice. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.